Good evening, Mr. Thornton. How do you do?
I'm very good. I was listening to the show and hearing the rings, and it wasn't dialing my number.
Well, listen, are you enjoying this football season so far?
Oh, so far, so good. Auburn is 2-0. We're undefeated.
Exactly. Wonderful. Listen, tonight, and I'm so glad you're on the air with me this evening. We have some issues in America, and not just poor leadership in the White House. There is a caveat for coveting another neighbor's property. And tonight we're discussing plundering and its ill effects on this particular nation. And so I wanted to talk with you because I've been reading Frederick Bastiat's The Law over again. And it just seems like he's living today and talking to us today about our own issues. Could you give our audience just a highlight of who Frederick Bastiat is and how powerful his works were even during his lifetime?
Well, he was a French guy, and he lived from 1800 to 1850. And he was basically a businessman, but he was a reader, and he read all the great philosophical and economic tracts of the time. And when he knew he was dying, he had tuberculosis, he got elected to public office, and he started writing. And he wrote more in basically a 3 or 4 year period than I think anybody else has ever done. And it was all about trying to fix the problems of French societies and how they had become divided as a people and how they were hampering their economy. And, you know, France, when Bastiat was born, was certainly one of the leading economies of the world. It was one of the leading militaries of the world. It was one of the leading cultural and cuisine and just about everything you could imagine. And yet they were driving themselves down, and they were having revolts and revolutions and uprisings and overthrowing of government. And so Bastiat was studying those problems, and he came up with the answers. But more importantly, he wrote in such a way, in almost like parables, so that the average guy could understand what the real situation was. So he was a storyteller. A very effective one. I think more people have learned more economics through Bastiat's work and Henry Hazlitt, who sort of copied Bastiat and updated him in the 1960s and 70s. And so he's had a tremendous impact, probably a bigger impact on the people of the 19th century than anybody else. And his work was very popular, not just in France, but in England, in Scotland, Sweden, Germany, Austria, Italy. He was translated into all these languages. And as a matter of fact, my Bastiat collection, which was a 2-volume hardback set, was a new set of American translations. So he was translated by Europeans into English, and he was also translated by Americans into English. And unfortunately, the negative aspect of this is the Bastiat collection has been sold out. It was a two-volume hardback set for $44. It was just too cheap. We still have the pocket.
It's the law of supply and demand,
which is just a 1-volume, really small paperback version of that. And I've just submitted the manuscript for the Bastiat Reader, which is kind of like a greatest hits album for Bastiat.
Yeah.
His famous stuff, like The Law, is prominently featured in that. And so we're hoping to bring that online. And for our listeners tonight, we've got a special sale on the Bastiat Reader and the Bastiat T-shirt. We've even got a T-shirt named after him.
Cool! I like that!
Yeah. It's normally $15, but your listeners can go to our webpage for the next few days and get one for $5. And believe me, it's a very comfortable T-shirt. I wear it to work out in, and it's just great.
Cool. Cool. So all of you who listen to this show, either live or archived, you need to go to Ludwig von Mises Institute online and get your $5 T-shirt. Tell them Ken sent you.
Absolutely. Tell Ken sent you, and it's MISES.org. And Bastiat, his name is spelled Bastiat.
Excellent.
Yeah, but he was a cool dude, no doubt about it.
Yeah, exactly. I reading him, personally, much more simple than Friedman, but reading him gives you a sense that he is talking directly to you, either at a coffee shop or some other. He's literally talking with you about why we are so far away today from a just society, and the whole notion that stealing is one of the greatest flaws of a society. And I just want to get your definition. What would Bastiat call a just society?
Well, Bastiat was an intensely religious man of faith. And when you read through him, you're going to see a lot of information. You're going to see the same point put a lot of different ways. But if you can read through it, what you're going to see is that a just society is a society is based on the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet. All of those things are basic rules of human behavior that all religions basically adhere to. And so that's what he wanted society to be based on, and not based on the idea that we can take from some individuals in order to give special privileges to other individuals. We don't want that apparatus of government to be able to steal or to privilege individuals in society. He believed in the free and voluntary society where individual cooperation and action results in economic and social harmony. And he didn't believe that people were against one another on a natural level. He didn't believe that, you know, bankers and borrowers were somehow at each other's throat and they wanted each other destroyed. He realized that bankers wanted the people that they were lending money to do well in order that they could pay back the loan, and that the borrowers wanted the bankers to be prosperous because they needed access to cash at various points. So he was all about pointing out how voluntary cooperation, interaction, and exchange was mutually beneficial, and that there was no inherent class structure, class struggle.
Exactly. One hand is reaching out to the other and lifting each other up. Ronald Reagan adage that a tide coming in, a high tide lifts all boats in that particular measure, if you just apply yourself, that you don't have to steal from another. You can use each other's skills to actually achieve the same end that you would if you would merely, if you were stealing from one another. Am I correct on that?
You're absolutely correct on that. You know, and he's also famous for saying that the state is the imaginary construction in our minds where we all believe we can better ourselves off at somebody else's expense. And, you know, when you think about that, you break down to the basic logic. If everybody is stealing from each other, of course, people don't have the incentive to produce. They don't have the incentive to exchange. They don't have the incentive to borrow and invest and hire people. And so thievery and special social privileges are not to the advantage of society as a whole. And ultimately, as you said, previously pointed out, I mean, ultimately, it's very self-destructive for society as a whole. And the more, you know, stealing that the government does and handing out special privileges, both of those actions, stealing in the form of taxes and special privileges in the form of things like tariffs and regulations. They both reduce the incentive to produce and exchange. And so we're all made worse off, ultimately, when society becomes governed by a strong state that does other than enforce the general law of society, which, as I said earlier, is mimicked in the Ten Commandments and other religions. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not defraud your fellow man.
Tonight we're talking with Mark Thornton, who is one of the great economists at Ludwig von Mises, M-I-S-E-S. You can easily go to their particular site. And I advise you, if you really want to improve yourself, your community, and just your general welfare, and I believe that was the original intent of that term, you go to MISES.org, MISES.org. You all have a daily update to individuals. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, we have a daily article. We have one of the largest web pages in the world. We have audio lectures and video lectures on just about any topic imaginable. And here's a little secret. I shouldn't be giving this away, but if you go to our site and you go to the search bar and you type in Bastiat Collection PDF, you'll actually pull up a free electronic copy of the book. And
wow!
You can go past my introduction to the volume one and just read the first paragraph. That first paragraph is enough economic sense in that very first paragraph where he talks about what is seen and what is unseen. And you're basically, you know more economics than the average PhD economist. and you get a free electronic copy of the book.
Wow. Bastiat. And let me just put that in our chat room. Our chat roomers will be getting a freebie this particular evening. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If you are listening, go right ahead.
It's just Bastiat Collection in PDF.
Perfect. Perfect. All you need to do is do that freebie. Okay? And is this going to hurt our general welfare? Is this going to hurt the economy, sir?
Absolutely not. I mean, the more people who know Bastiat will bring the state to its knees, because ideas is really the only thing that matter. We're all about peace. We're not about violence. And we realize that the more people who understand economics the way Bastiat and Mises and Hayek and Rothbard, it's going to bring the state to its knees, and it's going to force it to stop doing some of the most outrageous things that they've been doing to us, like raising our taxes, exploding the national debt, wasting money and resources, protecting special interest groups and the corporatocracy, and all of the other things that they've been doing. We can stop that.
Exactly. Listen, everyone in the chat, I do apologize. The chat room has frozen because there's a large number of people who are listening tonight. This is Mark Thornton from Ludwig von Mises on the air with us tonight, and I do apologize for that, but if you want to get your free book and if you want to get your $5 T-shirt tonight, do it. Go to Ludwig von Mises and make it your daily bread. Make sure that you go there. It's a very good tool for improving your financial life. I wanted to ask you some questions here regarding that, and then I'm going to let you go because I know that you're busily working on the economy of football.
We got a lot of work to do in that area.
We got a whole season of work. But slavery and tariffs, how has those two things affected America, and what did Bastiat say on those particular subjects?
Oh, Bastiat wrote at great length on tariffs and protectionism and taxes and subsidies. And, you know, basically the way he viewed it is, if you're taxing people, you know, you're taking away their income, you're forcing them to pay taxes on their property, that's a form of slavery. I mean, here in the American South, when we actually had real slavery. I mean, the slaves mm-hmm. worked, and they were given food, clothing, shelter, and all their profits were taken away by the plantation slave owner. And that's basically what the state has been doing to us, is that, you know, we do all the work. We get to keep some money for our food, clothing, and shelter, but all of our profits are taxed away by the state. And so it's a way of, you know, benefiting from slavery. The government's benefiting from this de facto slavery, but we all have the appearance, we all have the feeling that we're free. We get to go to the voting booth and vote for, you know, Slave Master 1 or Slave Master 2, but they're basically the same thing. They're still going to force us out into the fields. They're still going to whip us if we don't comply with their regulations or, you know, do all the things that we're supposed to do, all the prohibitions and the regulations and the restrictions on our life. And so, you know, Bastiat just had a way of breaking that down. He's got a parable of the petition of the candle makers where he writes about how this petition on the part of the candle makers was necessary to protect candle makers from outside mm-hmm. competition. And the outside competition he was referring to was the sun, that the sun provided light during the day, and that was unfair competition for the candle makers. And so he wanted, so, you know, he's doing this tongue in cheek, but, you know, people are going to Congress every day, every session, and asking for special privileges like that. And when they're given yep. special privileges like that, guess what? We pay more. Our standard of living falls. And so government is an evil thing in Bastiat's mind, and that the law, which you brought forward earlier, is based on the human condition, and it's based on human nature, and it's basically the individual's right to their life and their property and the right to defend their life and property, and even to collectively defend their right to life and property, but not a collective right to take from one group and give to another.
Now, I've been on a campaign since early this year telling people that we need to repeal FDR, all of FDR, the entire Second Bill of Rights, which has been fortified by Obamacare over the past 4 years or so. When we hit that third rail where we talk about Social Security and we say repeal, take it away, there's an angst that's so vulgar and so fierce that many people move away from talking about entitlement reform. I have to ask you, can we survive as a nation if we do not touch the third rail of Social Security and move back to private investment, where the individual takes personal responsibility for their end?
No, we have to repeal Social Security, and they're going to do it one way or another. They're either going to inflate the benefits away so that the benefits are meaningless, or they're going to do it in an upfront manner and, you know, take it away from people and maybe put people with no support on some kind of welfare program. But, you know, mm-hmm. fiscally, monetarily, budget-wise, this nation is heading for the end of the line, and we've been adding trillions of dollars to the debt. And these are things that we're burdening future generations. So it's not like we can just give away free money. We have to take it from somebody. And in addition to doing all that taking, we've been doing all this borrowing. And so I think we have to repeal, you know, we have to repeal the New Deal. We have to repeal some of the progressive era. We have to repeal a lot of the Great Society programs. And, you know, government has got to shrink in size. It's got to stop taking resources out of the economy, redistributing them, because ultimately that's going to be the death of America as we know it, or as we used to know it. And, you know, that's something we fight against. And we're fighting for the repeal of all these things every day. And every day on the Mises webpage, as you know, we come out with a new story identifying new problems, as well as reviewing some of the older problems. So you can get yourself pretty well educated in a very short period of time by turning to alternative media such as your show and turning to the Mises Institute for Economics?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, for listening tonight, for going to our archives tonight, there is a special deal for you. There is a special deal for you. Free book, $5 t-shirt. Mark Thornton will tell you all about it right now and tell you where you need to go until election 2014 to get your economic news. Go right ahead, sir.
It's mises.org. It's one of the world's largest economic web pages, and it's written for people. It's not a bunch of mathematical mumbo jumbo, and it's about real issues of the day. It's about American history. We've got a lot of content in there, and there's a lot of great audio and video lectures that you can, podcasts that you can download and listen on the road or whatever you want to do. It's all there. It's all free. We're open 24/7, 365. And the deal on the T-shirts and the Bastiat reader in paperback form will be up there for a few days.
Excellent. Get there. Get there now. Don't be one of those laggers who says, you know what, I should have won. I should have, could have, would have. Go there tonight right after the show. Get your book. Get your T-shirt. I think it's a wonderful thing, especially if you plan on going to some of the protests on Obamacare and everything else. People need to see that you're a Bastiat fan. Mr. Thornton, thank you so much for coming on the air with us tonight, and I look forward to your return.
It's great to be on the Exceptional Conservative Show, Ken. I'll come back anytime you want.
Thank you, sir. Wow. Listen, we've been talking with the great economist, Mark Thornton. You got to go to Mises.org. I'm going there right after the show. I can't stop and do it now, but I'm going around. I want my free book, okay? Since we are addicted to freebies in society, I'm going to get mine now.